Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, the return of Croach the Tracker, and the introduction of two new important characters. Starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, featuring Craig Kakowski as local yokel Felton, Linda Cardellini as Western Sector novelist Rebecca Rose Rushmore, Patton Oswalt as robot outlaw Billy the Bot, Mark Gagliardi as the Martian Croach the Tracker, Annie Savage as the voice of the Marshall Station, John DiMaggio as Chip, and Nathan Fillion as Cactoid Jim, King of the Martian Frontier. Narration by Hal Lublin, music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for our first thrilling adventure, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catchin' and youngins need a savin', on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the birds of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
The hyper cattle's hummin' and the margin savage drummin' are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. I'm from Earth, but I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he writes the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
How?
Evil extermination I have faced. For my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the spurs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, he'd been left by his Martian companion and the gal they both loved. Now, Sparks Nevada begins a new chapter, standing alone in the good fight.
All right, let's see. Marshall files for the Mars-Earth Coalition records. Alone ain't no way to stand in the good fight, and therefore I have put out notice for a deputy. Potential candidates interviewing today. We'll keep the coalition posted on the hire, or else probably have my new deputy do. Whatever. End Marshall files. Save and send. Computer, send in the first applicant.
Rebecca Rose Rushmore, the marshal will see you now.
Hello, please sit. Of course, I am Sparks Nevada, marshal on Mars. I'm from Earth. Expect you know that.
I'm Rebecca Rose Rushmore, also from Earth.
Oh.
Also expect you know that.
Oh, from...
Earth, yes.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I would have heard of you because, what, you have references, or...
This is embarrassing.
Oh, it happens. It's cool.
Well, for you, I mean.
No.
Computer, pull up information about me, Rebecca Rose Rushmore. Compiling...
Okay, don't address my computer.
Rebecca Rose Rushmore, noun, Earthborn author of wild acclaim, famous...
Famous.
For her novels about the wild western sector of space.
Dime store space cowboy books, yeah.
Novels. Mm.
To date, she has written 89 novels, 14 short story collections, and 2 full-length works of nonfiction. She is widely considered one of the world's most popular writers.
Wait, which world? Earth? Because of late, I've been mostly on Mars, so that's why I wouldn't...
Worlds... apostrophe, not world apostrophe S.
Whatever. I'm not much for reading space adventures. I'm too busy living them, so it's like...
Oh, okay. Well, I did a little research, and here's a quote I found.
Mm-hmm.
They write one about me? No? Then I ain't interested. Know who said that?
It's taken out of context.
Well, that's the reason why I'm here.
To write a book about me?
Are you interested?
Wait, don't these novels usually get written from far away based on clip-ins and gossip?
Usually, yes. But recently, I realized something.
Hmm.
For as long as I can remember, I've authored amazing adventures of heroes who risk their lives to make a difference in the universe. I write these stories from my home, never leaving my own block. My only company, my cat, Alonzo. But Alonzo died, causing me to examine my own life, which I found wanting. It's time I had an adventure of my own. It's time I find out what I'm made of. See if I can't make a difference in the universe.
Sounds like the most dangerous thing I ever heard. So, no.
I can take care of myself. Probably.
Irresponsible and against the rules.
I can pay.
Anyone that makes a difference for ain't doing you a favor.
Mr. Nevada...
See, it's Marshall Nevada, so...
Once Rebecca Rose Rushmore sets her mind to doing something, there's no stopping her. Starting 2 days ago, actually.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that you ain't here to fill the deputy position.
What deputy position?
The one. All right, doesn't mind. Tell you what, instead of your dangerous plan, Felton's got rooms to let. Do that, and when I come back from a day worth writing about, I'll tell you all about it, and you can write it down. Deal?
Oh, well, I didn't come all the way here to stay in a room, maybe get a new cat, and write a secondhand novel.
I didn't say anything about a cat.
I came to write about you, and I don't take no for an answer, and I haven't for going on 3 days.
Well, Then get ready to write about a job interview.
I'd love to.
Great.
She said they were off to an adversarial start, but she knew he respected her.
Okay, you ain't the narrator of me.
Their verbal sparring continued. Would they warm to each other? Probably.
Okay, is it ethical to write yourself in like that?
It's my story!
All right, whatever. Next!
Felton, the marshal, will see you now.
Oh, oh, marshal! Marshal! Help!
Okay, this is Felton. Felton, Rebecca Rushmore.
Rebecca Rose Rushmore?
What?
From the Western Sector novels by Rebecca Rose Rushmore?
Yeah.
I love your work, particularly Showdown at Jupiter Creek. But no time for that. Marshal, help! You know how I got rooms to let? I rented a room to a scientist alien. I ain't much for aliens, as you know, but he ain't bad for an alien, no how. I made sure he's one of the good ones, you know?
No.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, he ain't so bad on account of he keeps to himself tinkering with his science tinkers, which suits me.
Well, slow down.
Do not slow down.
Well, she's writing what I'm saying?
I'm afraid so.
Flattering.
Whatever.
But no time. Anyway, this morning he went to the post office to post a postcard back to his planet, which I think is nice in this day and age, and goes to show his character, as I mentioned, good for one of his type. You know.
What does he mean?
I have no idea.
Meanwhile, at my home, I heard a noise in the alien's room, which is odd, as the alien ain't there. I go to look and find a robot raising such a ruckus the likes of which you never did see. This robot grabbed the biggest gun in there, and he giggled. Like I did that one time. The one time I got a caterpillar on my hand. Like, he was a real fat caterpillar too. Like a roly-poly one. And it, I don't know if you know it, Marshall, but it tickles when it's going across your hand like that.
Well, you were giggling, I mean, so I figured.
And I'm like, how this tickling sensation feels so good. It's like, how much longer I can keep a caterpillar on there?
Okay.
But caterpillars turn into butterflies, right, which attack! Anyway, the robot was giggling like I did that one time with the fat caterpillar. Then he commenced to rocket out my place through the roof above. Help! Can I get a glass of water?
Okay. So you ain't here for the deputy position.
What deputy position?
Never mind.
There's a deputy position, Marshal.
No.
I would love to be considered.
Sounds great. Next.
Sir, the Marshal will see you now.
Oh, hey, Billy the Bot here to see the Marshal of Mars from Earth, which name is Sparks Nevada.
Marshal, help! That is the robot I told you about with the G-U-N. The G-U-N he stole from the S. Scientist. The scientist.
I know who you're talking about. So I don't suppose you're here for the job, the deputy job.
Afraid I'm here to a much darker purpose to do with this gun I got. And I. Oh, hey, are you Rebecca Rose Rushmore from books?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hell.
Please don't shoot me.
See. Let this be a lesson, though. Even the interview process is far too dangerous for a civilian.
The marshal said something.
Oh, come on.
But the beautiful writer was far too focused on the intimidating automaton and his gun. But what was more dangerous?
It's a trick question. I'm more dangerous than Billy and his gun. Now drop it, Billy, if you know what's good for you.
I've never been accused of that. Kapowie!
You shot me.
Wait, you ain't dead?
No, it's a science gun. They ain't always to a killing purpose. Hang on a second. Is everybody growing?
No. It's you what's growing, Nevada. Growing smaller.
He's right. You are. The effects of what must be a shrink ray took hold of the only lawman on a planet on the brink of lawlessness. Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada?
No.
Help! Help! I don't know rightly who I'm you telling for to help, as I usually tell help to the marshal, and he's a shrinking. But help! Somebody! Help! Help!
Nevada, I come to shoot you dead, but I am adaptable. I wait till you're itty bit and squish you underfoot. Unless I'm in a mood to use my grip to squeeze you dead. I'm fickle, honestly. One way or the other, I'll be cleaning your guts off an extremity of mine afore long.
Excuse me. Sorry I couldn't wait my turn, but there was a cry for help. What came from here, and I'm known in some parts to be help when it's called for.
But who are you?
Folks call me Cactoid Jim.
What's a cactoid?
A cactoid plant is a resilient, low-orbiting plant, plentiful on the Martian frontier, which is where I hail from. A cactoid's tough enough to thrive in the planet's worst environs. I'm regarded as similarly tough. You know how folks are with nicknames, or maybe you don't. Anywho. Call me Jim, or Cactoid Jim, as you like. I'll answer to either. Hey! Back there, robot's got a gun! And now he don't.
You shot my gun!
For starters.
You shot off my gun-shooting arm!
Better safe than sorry. Now, will you behave, or shall I shoot off the other one?
Better safe than sorry, his rugged jaw said.
Are you the stenographer?
If you like.
Cactoid Jim, are you here for the deputy position?
I am indeed, Marshal.
I vote he gets the job.
You don't get a vote.
No, he seems able, and plus I heard he is righteous tough.
Yeah, but you heard that from him, so.
Oh, yeah.
And you definitely don't get a vote.
What?
Do I? Probably not. But I'd hate to blow the chance if I do. Look, I vote yes, carry it or don't. Up to you, sir.
On the one hand, you do seem qualified. On the other, you shot first, and you still ain't asked questions. Sample question could ask is that a shrink ray? And follow up, if I shoot it, do I wreck anyone's chances of getting turned back to regular size?
I'm well and truly sorry, Marshal. I came here to learn from you, and deputy job or no, it seems I have already done that. You see, I've been doing what good I'm able to do on the outskirts of the planet, helping folks in need, putting a stop to injustice wherever I find it. But how good is one man at finding injustice? A lot of trial and error just riding around looking for it. I could do more. That's all I want, to do the most good, best I may.
There's a lot of paperwork to deputy in.
On the side of good, this paperwork?
It is, yeah.
Then let me edit.
All right, Statute 1A is martial endangerment, and Statute 116C, subsection 34, is unauthorized use of a science device. Why don't you go ahead and write it up, deputy?
You mean I got the job?
Here's your badge.
Pin it on me, would you?
Lift me up.
Upsy-daisy.
All right.
Robot, here's my camera. Take a picture.
Anybody less handsome, I wouldn't.
By order of the Mars-Earth Coalition, I pronounce you Cactoid Jim, deputy on Mars.
This is my finest day for certain.
He said handsomely.
Come on.
Catching the lady's eye as she held the shrinking Marshall like a little baby.
No, you didn't.
Stenographers, they do embellish,
don't they?
The Marshall station doors are open.
Yeah, tell them the position's filled.
If you're referring to the job of killing you, Marshall, you may want to wait till you read my application.
Actually, I'm not a stenographer.
This is not the time.
Loudmouth fellas running around talking about you shrinking, Marshall. Never could take you on regular size, but maybe shrinked I could take you.
I bet you could, Chip.
Billy the Bot, A, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Boop!
B, what in tarnation happened to your shooting arm, son?
I did. And you ain't to take on the Marshal, you're going to have to go through me.
I got an app for that.
I'm an author. Western Sector novels.
Oh, come on.
I never shot me an author.
Oh, I did once. Fun. Highly recommended.
All right, you are both so under arrest.
Ha! No, maybe Billy is, but I'll shoot this one fella who says I gotta go through him. I'll go through him by shooting him, then I'll shoot the author lady as it comes highly recommended. Then finally, I'll snatch you up, teensy Nevada, stuff you with candy, and use you for a pinata. Hoo! Then who's gonna arrest me?
You got candy?
Enough to fill the marshal.
Ooh.
I stopped on the way. Stole it from the baby.
I'd love to high five you, Jim.
Well, you still got one problem with that plan of yours.
I don't feature spending much concern on a problem that's your
work. I kind of want to know it. You shoot him dead and not find out, I'll always wonder. I mean, that's how I am. I know that about myself.
Fine. For Billy, what problem do you see?
My guns are heavy. Must be too full.
They're empty. Problem solved.
Oh, empty, huh? Well, then solving the one problem presents a new one. Honestly, I did not want to get shot no more. I got a phobia about that. I do not care for it. So I save till you're out of gun stock. This other gun, what I also stole from that alien scientist. It's small like you, Nevada.
Wait, another science gun. You want to be written up twice for the same offense?
Maybe a science gun, but it's got a sticker on it. It says danger. So I reckon that means it's dangerous. Miss Rushmore, get ready to write about the time Billy the Bot won the day.
Miss Rushmore? Not Rebecca Rose Rushmore.
Oh, man.
Oh, of course you are. Look at you. You look straight off a book jacket. Jim, you dope. That's Rebecca Rose Rushmore you've been standing next to this whole time. Miss Rushmore, I simply could not be a bigger fan.
You do not say.
Hey, I say, kiss your fan goodbye.
Okay.
I'm going to be such a good book. Maybe a series. And book one starts right now. Ow! Ow! Who shot me?
I did. Approach the tracker.
I don't know who that is.
I am a native of Galoot Proctor.
It's Mars.
How do you spell Galoot Proctor?
Doesn't matter.
I've returned to fulfill my onus to you, Sparks Nevada.
Buddy, I released you from your onus months ago.
It is not in your power to do so. I recently realized this. Who is this badge-wearing human?
Notice the badge, did you? Love it. Howdy. I'm Jim, or Cactoid Jim, or Deputy Jim now, or Deputy Cactoid Jim. If that's your fancy, I'll answer, do whatever.
Bagropa.
It's
Sparks Nevada, you already have a faithful companion. Then you have no need of me. My onus unfulfilled, I will be spurned and shunned by my tribe.
Well, then stick around and fulfill it.
I am under onus to you for the offer, but I would be superfluous as you possess a deputy. Thus, to avert the incursion of further onus, I shall spurn and shun myself.
Oh, don't do that, buddy.
Sparks Nevada, something is different about you. Did you get a haircut?
Yes. Wanted to look good for the interviews. Also, I'm shrinking.
On that score, out on the frontier, I had called to teach myself the basics of horse mechanics and gun repair. Ended up handy, folks say, a natural aptitude and the like.
I bet.
Come on.
All this is to say I think I mended the shrink ray.
You think you did?
Pretty sure. One way to find out, just set this knob to reverse.
Okay, maybe you should test it on something before shooting me with it. Wow, that worked fast, too.
Yeah, I said it too fast.
Okay. Wow.
Deputy designated Jim, you are a capable human. I will go.
Well, wait, we can figure something out. Maybe reduce your onus by filing, or...
I am not Croach the filer. I am Croach the exile. Bagropa, this is the fourth most despondent I have ever felt.
Now hang on. I don't care for this, not one bit. Him and you and onus, spurning and shunning, exile and the like, no.
Something was brewing inside that man. He swore to do good, and you could tell that he was aiming to do some good right now.
I'm afraid that's where you're wrong, ma'am. See, I just committed infraction, I'm afraid. Statute 116C, subsection 34.
Unauthorized use of a science device?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Marshal, but an infraction of the statutes by a deputy is a fireable offense.
Technically, maybe, but...
Save your technically and go squeeze Sam with your maybe.
What?
I'm Jim, wild as a cactoid. I can't be constrained. Not by statute. Not when y'all clearly got onus between you. I appreciate the opportunity, but upholding the law within the confines of the law, L8 for me. Here's your badge back. Send me the picture of it. If you put it on me, though, would you? I'd appreciate that.
I'll have my new deputy do it.
Me? I do not accept. I would be shunned and spurned by my tribe were I to hold human office.
All right, I'll do it myself.
So long, Marshal. Martian. Miss Rushmore. It's been an honor.
Miss Rushmore, that was just a job interview, and you nearly got killed. Twice, I reckon. I hope you see now how dangerous Mars is and how bad your idea was.
I do.
You're gonna go after him, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Well, Croach, it's good to have you back anyway. Put her there.
Oh, yes, the... human handshake ritual. I will enact my part of it.
Oh, you got better at handshakes.
I practiced.
I paid off. Hey, why are your antennae twitching?
The robot functions once more.
What?
There you go. Whew. Rebooted! And now to shoot you!
What?
Hey, did it kill you?
No, but it, did something, I reckon. I feel, funny.
Bagropa, this is the single strangest sensation I have ever experienced.
Here
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Marshall on Mars? Has the stalwart Martian reunited with his faithful Martian companion only to swap minds with same? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.